You've just tuned in to the Hate It or Love It podcast. Hosted by Caleb Castile, Chris Stewart. Mediated by Moy Cardenas. We'll be covering sports, pop culture, current events, and local dining, and more. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at hateitorloveit_pod. So kick back, pour yourself a drink, and tune in. And remember, Mountaineers are always welcome here.
And we're back. Episode 3, ladies and gentlemen. Hate It, Love It podcast. Sorry, we've been in a little hiatus recently. You know, it's summertime. Everybody's getting on their vacation. Everybody out and about. Sun's out, buns out. You know how that stuff goes. But so we're going to get back into it today. First off, I want to give a special thank you to Kirsten Barnhold, a family member of mine, for the bottle drink of choice that she's providing us today. Old Smoky Tennessee salted caramel whiskey. It's pretty good. Like I said, not going to drink it all today. Want to save a little bit for Kara so she can enjoy it as well. She's not here today. So we're going to get right into it.
Yeah, so piggyback off of what Caleb said, you know, we took a little three-week hiatus, and I haven't really done much. It's kind of been a boring summer for me. Outside of went to a wedding in Pittsburgh for Gabriella and Jonathan Hash. It was a great time. Pittsburgh is a great time. If anybody hasn't been to Pittsburgh, I suggest you go. It's nothing crazy, but it's a great time. And I think they have, like, the prettiest baseball field.
Yeah, it's still eat shit pit, though.
True. I agree with that. But the baseball field's nice. I don't really fuck with the Steelers. They suck. But, you know, if you want to see baseball, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful ballpark.
To piggyback off that also, you know, some of you might have seen, but one of my best friends, you guys are all my best friends, one of my best friends, Chase McKittrick, you know, we just went on here, bachelor party in New Orleans. Tell you guys what, I thought WVU went hard. New Orleans is a different class of their own, different breed of their own.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were out one night. It was literally 4:55 when we were walking out of the bar. I was, you know, feeling pretty good. It was like, man, we're putting in some damage. Walk out on Bourbon Street, whole street was still packed full of people.
Wow.
5 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
I was like, all right, this is a little different. Even back in Morgantown, you know, leaving Sports Page or something like that, 3:30, that's good, but the whole street's dead when you walk out there.
Yeah.
But the whole time. It was good, though. Weather was nice. I would say if any of you guys have a chance to go to New Orleans, you definitely need to go. Need to do one of the swamp tours. Need to go to some of the breweries out there. Some of the breweries down there are bigger than the ones up here, and I was kind of astonished. Went to a couple of distilleries, some other stuff. But definitely, I think the funnest part of the whole trip was the swamp tour. Like, literally, we're on one of the fan boats. Saw, like, a bunch of alligators, some other stuff out there. You guys can look on my personal Instagram, _ K Castile. That's the plug right there. if you guys want to see some pictures of the trip. But literally, our tour guide, he got bit by one of the alligators. Like, literally, not while we were on the boat, but...
Oh.
Yeah. He had, like, a huge scar on his neck, and he was like, I've been doing this for about 4 years, my first year in. I thought I was a hot shot. And he's this big, huge, like, you know, bayou guy, just like had the accent, had everything, and just literally was like, yeah, I got bit by this alligator, blah, 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 blah. Like, he knew exactly what it looked like and he could explain it. And then all of a sudden he was like, yes, he normally lurks around this area. Next thing you know, you see an alligator come up out of the water. Sorry, my cat just meowed a little bit. I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but you see an alligator come up out of the water. And then out of nowhere, he's like, yep, that's her. I could tell her out of every single alligator, just the way that her spine is and everything. And she swam all the way around to him. He bent down, petted her, and then kissed her. It was like the weirdest thing.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, right? And then out of nowhere, he pulled a baby crocodile out of his, like, I don't know, cooler or whatever, a little thing that he had. And that was his. He was like, yeah, I have a crocodile or alligator, excuse me. It's mine. You guys can hold it if you want. I'll put her back after she gets so big, you know, 4 or 5 feet big. I'll put her in the water. But contrary to popular belief, these people, like, these are like their animals. Like, they don't play around with that. If they find out people are trying to, like, poach the alligators or anything like that or kill them, like, that's like cardinal sin. They're not playing around with that. But like I said,
that's good.
Great time. Wow. Definitely took me a week to recover when I got back, but it was worth it. Food was really good. We went to one of these. You know, I had the Creole food, had a couple of po' boys, had some
gumbo.
Gumbo was good. But one of the best things I had, we went to this wing spot. Shout out to Zach Creamer.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings. It was called We Dat, because, you know, Who Dat is like the big thing in New Orleans. It was called We Dat, and it was like right on the main street of New Orleans, probably, I don't know, 200 yards from the Superdome. And they probably had like the best wing. Like, they have like those wings, like you see like on Instagram, with all the filters and looked unreal and everything. Just the sauce was good. The wings were good. It was, and I mean, I love wings, but normally I won't finish them all. I finished every single one of the wings I had. It was great. It was kind of cool too, because they had a bunch of like murals painted all over in the restaurant of like Anthony Davis, like Zion, a bunch of other like Drew Brees, and a lot of the players had been in there. So they signed the wall too, where their picture was at. So it was kind of cool. It's definitely worth it though. Like I said, you guys got a chance to go, you should definitely go.
Did they serve like alligator gumbo down there, or is that?
I don't think they did at the restaurant, but when we went to one of the, we were at like the French Market, was which is like it's like a flea market type of thing. It's just like a huge open area where they sell all kinds of stuff. They had fried alligator there, like where you get like on a stick and stuff like that. But none of us got it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I mean, I guess I would try it. I've never had alligator.
We
had
it. You guys, when I had it,
gumbo at the LSU when they came down.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it really did. As corny as that sounds, it really did.
But yeah, I definitely have to try that.
Yeah, I'll have to check out New Orleans. Never been.
But, I mean, hey, we'll have some more stories for you, because I feel like we got about 8 other bachelor parties we're going to be in here soon. So hopefully you guys stay tuned and get to enjoy part of that.
Busy next summer. All right, recapping episode 2. Do you let your significant other have your passcode, or do you follow each other on Find My Friends? We've got Tony Lockhart here, a good friend of mine. She says her and her husband, Ryan Lockhart, they don't have each other's passcodes, one, because they're too lazy, but they just don't feel the need to because they trust each other. And I know both of them. They're both great friends. So, yeah, they're always with each other. So, I mean, I could see where they're coming from. We've also got Emily Smith up here, where she says that, you know, she has the passcode to Wes's phone, her husband, but, you know, doesn't really have to have it. Because they trust each other. They've known each other for a long time. So a lot of people feel like that, right? Like, hey, you know, it's no big deal if I have your passcode, but I'm not going to make it a big deal out of it. And, you know, like we said in episode 2, that just highlights you don't have trust if you, oh, I need to go through your phone. So, you know, I had a lot of people agree there. And, you know, it's just, it's all about trust. You got to trust each other.
Amen, brother.
Okay, so one thing that's been really hot on social media lately has been the Popeyes chicken sandwich coming straight at Chick-fil-A's neck. I don't know if y'all had it yet. I don't know if you've seen Twitter. I mean, they're saying it's better than Chick-fil-A's. Caleb, I know you've tried it. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, I think Popeyes is better. And I can give you guys a couple reasons. I've had both. I actually had it last Saturday is when I had the new Popeye sandwich. You got to get the spicy, though, if you guys are about it. You got to try the spicy. The spicy is where it's at. The regular is fine, but the spicy is the one that's going to set it over. It's just like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the best way that I can explain it, and it doesn't sound the best, is literally the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I can read a post, actually, that I sent to a couple of my friends earlier this week, which is literally the same thing I was saying. But it's literally like the greasy down south fried version of the Chick-fil-A sandwich. The Chick-fil-A sandwich is like Aunt Wendy trying to be, you know, carb conscious and make something really good, but also something that's going to like not send you over the edge with your cholesterol or something like that. Chick-fil-A sandwich is amazing. Don't get me wrong. I love Chick-fil-A. I'm never going to turn my back on Chick-fil-A, but I am going to open the door to somebody else if they come in with something right. Mm-hmm. And Popeyes is doing that right now. And it's just good. Like the whole entire filet, it's a nice thick filet. It's probably about, I don't know, at least an inch thick, like the filet itself. Then it has like the crispy batter on the outside. It's just literally like, it's almost like fried chicken.
Yeah,
like
nice and thick.
Tick. and it's got a nice little spicy sauce on there. The pickles and the bun. The bun's pretty good too. It's not as good as the Chick-fil-A bun. Well, they're different. Like, I would say this bun's more comparable to like a potato bun type of bun. Mm-hmm. And the Chick-fil-A bun has like the honey butter on it and everything. It's a little different than that. But the one thing that Chick-fil-A is killing, and they're always going to kill it, is consistency. The sweet tea and the fries are always on point. That's where Popeyes gets lackadaisical. The tea's not always on point. The fries are suspect. But they have to get that fixed. If they get that fixed, then I don't know.
If you get warm fries from Popeyes. You know, I didn't get to get the chicken sandwich. I went in there Thursday, and all the people that bashed Popeyes for years and went to Bojangles and some of y'all people that can't be trusted, KFC, it was just too packed in there for me. So I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like waiting, but the picture looks good. So I'm sure I'll get to try it eventually, though.
Yeah.
They're actually selling out. Like, people are going into Popeyes and getting really mad because they're selling out. And then the memes are just even funnier. Did you see the one of the lady, like, hunched over, like, Jordan? They said it's better than the flu game. She's on quarter five of serving those chicken sandwiches.
I saw a video of, I mean, and it was a Popeyes. I don't know why the dude was going through the window, but I guess he said he was pissed off, and he, like, climbed through the drive-thru window, which, I mean, people do some crazy shit nowadays, but, you know, I don't know how true that is. But it was a Popeyes, and he did go through the window, so.
I've seen, like, so many, like, literally, every time I've been on Twitter the past week, 80% of the stuff I've seen is about Popeyes, like memes, stuff like that. Then you got Wendy's coming here and trying to jump in. And I even saw, like,
spicy nuggets. They brought them back.
Can I say one thing? The Wendy's chicken sandwich is not good.
I don't think it's
just not good. It's,
I've never had it.
It's overrated.
The spicy nuggets are good, though. They brought them back.
I think
they're all right. I mean, I haven't had the new wave, but I had the last wave, and they were all right. I mean, clearly they weren't hitting like that if they took them out, right?
The best thing is the chicken fries at Burger King.
Okay.
What?
You're on your own.
I'm not on my own.
All right, so here's the post that I found that was funny. I'll read it to you. Okay, I'll try to read it to you. Okay, let me break it down for the people who haven't had a chicken sandwich from either Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. Chick-fil-A sandwich tastes like it's cooked by a white woman named Sarah who grew up around black people. The flavor is definitely there, but Sarah cares about your cholesterol, so she's careful, about breading and the grease content. Popeye sandwich tastes like it was cooked by an older black woman named Lucia that serves on the Usher board and has 12 grandkids that call her Medea. Medea don't give a shit about your cholesterol because God in control. I hope this helps.
What's an Usher board?
You don't know what an usher board is?
No.
No, well, you haven't been in a Baptist church, a black church, so, you know. We're,
like the ushers, the people go.
Yeah, they take you to your seat pretty much. Yeah, okay. I mean, they even have them in weddings, kind of, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Damn, this guy's out of the loop.
Jeez.
Yeah, I got to take me to one of your churches one day.
Hey, church is for everybody, man. It ain't our church. It's not your church. It's everybody's church. It's God's church.
But back to the sandwich, yeah. I thought the chicken breast was just juicy, too. Like, you got a good bite out of it when you took it. And that's Chick-fil-A, you know.
Chick-fil-A is great. And, you know, like, the thing is, it goes back to, like, the consistency thing you said. Like, that's what makes Chick-fil-A great. Like, you can go everywhere, and it's the same.
And they ain't stingy on the sauces, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the one big thing.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's the consistency. So, what do they always say after you say thank you? My pleasure.
My pleasure.
It's just they're just the nicest people in the world. They put you in the best mood. It's great.
But with the Popeye's, like, what you want?
Yeah.
We might help you.
Yeah.
Did you have the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese?
I have had it. What'd you think?
I mean, it was baked, which I was not expecting that at all. Had a nice little brown top and, like, crunchy parts. I thought it was amazing.
I'm listening.
For being, you know, I guess Chick-fil-A isn't fast food, but fast service. It was amazing.
Yeah. No, yeah, I thought it was pretty good, too. Like you said, it was baked. They had, like, the crunchy top on top. I mean, out of all the quote-unquote fast food places with mac and cheese, it's definitely probably the best one I've had. Not saying that it's amazing, but, I mean, you're comparing, like, KFC mac and cheese, which is, like, the worst mac and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, KFC, I agree with everything that. At KFC is all
good. They've got good snackers. That's about it. Little mini chicken sandwiches. They're pretty good.
My new plan is, like, go to Popeye's and get my chicken sandwich, and then go to Chick-fil-A and get the mac and cheese.
Wow.
And sweet tea. And you got everything you need, right?
Wow.
The one thing chicken sandwich is missing is pepper jack cheese. They don't have cheese on it. I need the pepper jack cheese.
Nah, I'm not about that.
What do you mean?
Not about the pepper jack cheese.
You don't get pepper jack cheese on spicy Chick-fil-A?
I like pepper jack cheese. I just don't like it on a chicken sandwich. Like, why mess up perfection? You know what I mean? It's like putting a bumper sticker on a car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, so, with that, what's your top five fast food chains?
I don't know if I can think off top. I can name five. I don't know if they're my quote-unquote five, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in order. But Chick-fil-A is definitely up there. Honestly, I'm going to say Burger King's up there in my top five. You can't go wrong with the Whopper. We'll get into that another day, but Whopper is way better than a Big Mac.
You cross a line.
We can pull up the receipts for that. That one on Twitter when you had the poll.
Big Mac's won every single time.
That's not
time.
True. All right,
Big
whatever.
Mac is way better than Whopper. All right,
yeah, we'll see. We'll save that for another time.
A special but, sauce?
Okay, a Thousand Island?
No, special sauce. Special sauce. Yeah, right? You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You ain't got the rest.
All right, back to it. Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Taco Bell. I'm trying to think of...
Put Popeyes in there?
I know, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if I... Honestly, I won't put Popeyes in there. They won my heart with a chicken sandwich, but I'm not putting them in there right now.
Wendy's.
I like McDonald's. Wendy's every once in a while, too. I like McDonald's, too. I guess it's for the classic McDonald's. I'll probably put McDonald's in my top five. I also like Sonic. I'm a big Sonic guy. I miss it not being in Morgantown. It was in Morgantown. I think the closest one is in Winchester. So being here in Ashburn, that's about an hour away. I think there's another one on the other side of D.C. or something
there's
like that.
There's one in Manassas.
Oh, okay, in Manassas.
It's still like the same distance.
But.
Yeah, I got. All right.
What do you think?
I got number five is Old Faithful McDonald's. It's Big Mac's better than a Whopper. But.
LOL. Anyways,
number four, I got Taco Bell because just Taco Bell is just Taco Bell. Right? Number three, I'm going to put Sonic in there. But, you know, I went to a place down in Texas. It's called Whataburger. And it reminded me just like Sonic. So, like, if there was one of those around here, I'd put that there. But Sonic's at number three.
What'd you say? Wada?
Whataburger.
Wada?
Number two is Wendy's. Because Wendy's is just great. They've got better burgers than McDonald's. McDonald's has better fries. Number one, I mean, how can you not say Chick-fil-A for me? Chick-fil-A... I mean, one, just the food is great. Chick-fil-A sauce can't be beat. And the service is just phenomenal. They're more consistent than McDonald's, right? So that's number one for me. What about you, Moy?
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A. Definitely my number one.
Number one?
I'm going to go Popeye's my number two. Because I love getting... Well, it was Bojangles before the chicken sandwich. But I just love getting fried chicken. I love fried chicken. It's like one of my favorites.
It's in your blood.
Yeah. I guess. Taco Bell's in my probably number five for me, which I'm Mexican, so it shouldn't be, but it's just like good guilty food. Like, you know what you're getting. You're not expecting like real authentic Mexican food. You're going for your Mexican pizza and your two tacos, and that's what I roll with.
What do you mean not authentic?
It's Taco Bell. I mean,
well, how's it not authentic?
Because it's not.
Well, how
is it not real food or what? Yeah. What do you mean?
What are you going for?
I'm ignoring
you guys.
We're
just a little curious.
I don't know. I guess McDonald's is definitely there, too.
Okay, we're getting ignored. Cool.
Yeah, right. Can't answer the question.
I'm not mad about Subway.
All right. Episode's canceled.
Whoa, Subway? You can't even put...
Only one thing.
They're not fast food anymore. They don't have a drive-thru. They don't have a drive-thru.
I would pick any other...
Jersey Mike's
better. Firehouse. Potbelly. Jimmy John's.
Sheets.
Yeah, Sheets. Wawa.
All right.
They're not even in my top five sub places.
That's the first I could think of. Wawa is definitely in my top one. I love Wawa. Better than Sheets, by the way. Wawa is better than Sheets. Hot take.
No, it's not. Sheets is way better than Wawa. Cool, you can go to Wawa and get a sub. I want a fried mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, right. I want an MTO. I want the pick 'em appetizers with the mac and cheese bites.
Yeah, man, you're this guy.
But, I mean, for the most part, it seems like we all have a consistent top five. It's almost the same exact top five. So, I appreciate you guys copying me. Really creative.
We didn't put Burger King in there because Burger King's kind of falling off.
Impossible Burger.
Impossible Burger's actually good. I don't know, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. It was pretty good. They have a special going on right now. Insert commercial right here. It's $2 for $7. You get a Whopper and an Impossible Whopper, so you can compare it yourself.
They should wrap them in the same wrapping.
To see?
And then just not tell you which one it is. And then if someone's like, oh, I love this one, you're like, oh, that's actually the Impossible. You're not eating real meat.
The first initial taste is, it's almost exactly like a Whopper, but once you start chewing it, and it's already made in your mind, right? It's somewhat psychological, I think, when it comes to this kind of stuff. You're going to know that it's different. But it tastes good. I mean, I'd eat it again, but don't get me wrong. If you put a Whopper and an Impossible Whopper, and said, "Here, you can have either one. I'm going to pick up the Whopper."
I'm going to go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac.
Yeah, I'd go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac.
All right, whatever. We're probably going to have a poll or something out there here soon for you guys to give us your top five. Let's see what's going on with it and see what you guys think. I don't think there's going to be a lot of difference. I mean, I haven't had an In-N-Out burger, honestly, not to stay on the subject, but I personally haven't had it.
It's overrated. In-N-Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overrated. It's good, but it's just, it's your typical fast food place. Yeah. Like, it's not, it's like...
I'm not a big crinkle fry guy either.
Mm. You know what, though? Like, burger I used to hate crinkle fries, though, too, but the best burger place, if we're going to get, like, into a place that doesn't have, like, a drive-thru, is, like, Shake Shack. Shake Shack's better than Five Guys.
Burger Fry?
Wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's better than... It's
Burger Fry's at the bottom of my list of those type of burger places.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the burger's too small. The fries are too much.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just not it.
It's the best one out of all of them.
Okay, whatever you say. But
man, I don't know. Just talking about food, it's just reminded me of the experience I had last night. Just got some pizza, ate two slices of the pizza, and... got the third slice, and what do you know? I take a bite out of that, and then there's some hair that's been
pulling
baked
right out of your mouth.
Yeah, oh man, it was just stomach hurt the entire night.
Yeah, there was this one time that.
And I'm gonna call him out. It was Mellow Mushroom.
Uh oh.
Yeah, and I yelped about it, and I'm gonna let him know.
Damn, he's an elite yelper.
Should tweet him.
Good tweet. Yeah, maybe get a free pizza.
Did I tell you about the time me and Kara went to Red Lobster, and I haven't been back to Red Lobster since, and this was back when we were in Morgantown, so I guess that's going on 4 years. So we went there, ate, whatever, everything was fine. She had hair in her food. Okay, whatever. Sent it back. They made her a new one, and then they asked her, you know, oh, give you ice cream, or whatever. They asked her to get dessert, so she got ice cream, and then she got the ice cream, and there was a hair in that. We didn't even say anything about the hair and the ice cream. We were just like, all right, can we just have a check, and dipped up out of there, and I haven't been back since. It's just like... I don't know. See, it made me feel sick, so I know how...
See, there was no denying, like, was mine. Because at first, like, I took a bite out of the slice, and I thought it was, like, maybe a piece of, like, my girlfriend's hair, right? So I thought it was Ashley's, like, piece of hair. But
you say girlfriend?
Yeah, so...
Wait. Girlfriend?
You have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend, and her name's Ashley. Anyways, I thought it was her hair... But then, like, you could just tell it was baked into it because it was under the cheese. So then I started thinking about, like, how much, like, you know, all the other pieces, did they have hair in it? And my stomach just hurt the entire night.
If you think that's the worst thing that happens in kitchens...
That makes me sick to think about.
Caleb can tell you, there's some foul things that happen in kitchens.
I mean, working at Cheddar's, I don't want to know. I don't think anything bad, nothing bad happened. I'm not going to get, we're not going to give any stories or anything. No, we never did anything like that. I don't play with that shit.
No, you don't. I agree with you. I'm saying you don't want that stuff to happen, but it does happen.
This guy, though, Moises Cardenas, I could see the shit that he would do in a kitchen because I live with the guy.
I'm ethical.
I was sitting in the living room one time and I was like, give me a glass of water, please. So he gets it. I can tell he's getting like the ice out of it. Out of the freezer, I hear the ice hit the floor, and I go, Moy, don't you dare put that in my cup. Oh, it only touched, you know, it was only down there for like 10 seconds. So I can't imagine the crap that this guy did. And he also, hold on, I'm not done with you. So I had a peanut butter pie, and it fell on the ground. I wasn't home at the time. He was going to put it back in the freezer. And then I was just going to eat it. But his fiance stopped him from doing it.
It did not fall on the ground. It fell inside the fridge.
I still don't want to eat it. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I would ask about some of his experiences, but every single fast or restaurant job I've known he's had, he's only either worked there for 3 days or only showed up 1 day a week.
Oh,
so.
My God. Baby. That was college.
Oh, okay. So, like I said, he didn't show up or he didn't come.
Let me protect what I was doing. The ice, Mother Nature, I'm not trying to waste it. I'm trying to save the environment out here. And the peanut butter pie fell in the fridge, so that's not a big deal at all.
Because you clean the fridge out every day.
Yeah, because the fridge is just so clean. You know, there's not like raw meat that's been in there and all kinds of other stuff. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Worst stuff happens when you go out to restaurants. You said Subway
was
one
of your top fives, man.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so basically, to get on some of the stuff that... the reason why we did it so early today is we actually have a draft today. It's draft season, right? Football's right around the corner. I think it's 2 weeks from this coming up Thursday. NFL. WVU's back at it next Saturday. Mm-hmm. JM who? But yeah, we'll see how that goes. Me and my friend Brandon Truitt will be down there, along with a few other friends. Kyle Bells will also be there. We'll see how that's going. Hopefully we can get this dub. Let's go Mountaineers, right?
Let's go.
It's going to be a good season. See how things are going. You know, Neil Brown, new coach, new system.
Down with the Brown, baby.
Down with the Brown. Trust the climb. Hopefully you guys, you know, don't get discouraged if we have a bad season. We're starting over again. You know, not too many Red Bulls are going to be on the sideline. Everybody's going to have their hair.
That's a mentality.
Yep. Dane is not going to be here anymore, so hopefully we can get a good turnaround going. But, like I said, we got the draft today. It's actually, fun fact, it's a tattoo league. So basically what happens is, for you guys don't know what tattoo league is, whoever comes in last place in that league has to get a tattoo at the end of the year or the start of the next season, what have you. For ours, it's literally just FFL 19, 20, so forth and so on. So just means fantasy football loser, small font, wherever. But you can, the loser gets to pick where they get it at. So, you know, it could be on your foot. It could be in your armpit, wherever you want to do.
On your butt.
On your butt, sure. But the fun thing is, shout out Dom, actually, that
Meta World Nick
Twitter handle. Yeah, he was a loser last year, and unfortunately, he's not going to be with us today at the draft because he didn't get the tattoo. So he's kicked out this year and banned for life. Mm-hmm. So it was nice knowing him.
Yeah, my man got the lifetime ban.
He can get back in if he gets two tattoos.
If he gets the tattoo, sure, he can get back in. Yeah, that'll always be there. But yeah, he's out. So I'm excited. It should be a good draft. We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings with a number of our friends. Then we're probably going to end up going out after that to some bars in downtown Leesburg. There's actually a brewery that we're going to stop at, Black Hoof Brewing. That's in downtown Leesburg, so that's another one we'll add to the list, let you guys know how we feel. There's a couple other breweries. There's Delirium down there, and then the Biking Brewery. I forget the actual name, but it's literally a brewery where, like, bikers go, and it's called Biking Brew Company.
No. I'm good, chief.
Cyclist or, like?
Yeah, cyclist, yeah.
Harley Davidson.
No, yeah.
I'm good. Cyclist?
Yeah, all cyclist.
Right, I'm good. Oh, I was just Harley Davidson. No. I was like, man, we ain't going to be good
yeah.
up there.
Yeah, no. I'm good. Yeah, we're
yeah,
not good.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm good.
But, I mean, that should be a pretty good time. The last brewery we went to was, Bear Chase? Was that the last one we went to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Bear Chase, and we were going to go to Dirt Farm after that, but we went to Bear Chase. We were probably there for, I don't know, a few hours, enough for...
Yeah, Bear Chase 100 times better than
We've gone a couple Dirt Farm. Times since then, too.
Yeah, we have gone. It's a good spot, good view. They have some nice beer. I wouldn't say anything over the top, but it's some decent beer. Prices aren't that bad.
There's enough seats.
Yeah, enough seats for everybody. When we went there, though, it was raining the whole time we were there. So we couldn't go to Dirt Farm, but I mean, they have a good inside area, so it was cool. We had about 10 or 15 of us that were there. Today, there are probably another 10 or 15 of us that end up gallivanting around, seeing what's going on. Maya, could you please get down off that table, please? Thank you. Sorry about that. My cat was up on the table. She knows better than that. but either way, I'm still waiting to hear about some breweries that you guys think we should go to that we haven't gone to yet. You know, once the fall comes around, we're going to be hitting up even more breweries, honestly, because that's what ends up happening. We'll go to breweries, watch some football games. Probably go to Vanish, a couple of those other ones, because they have TVs there. We'll watch some of the WVU football games. And more than likely, we might be losing, so it'll be good to have something to make us feel better.
Yeah, and I checked out another thing I did this summer is I checked out, correct me if I'm wrong, is it Blue Jacket?
Blue Jacket, correct.
Yeah, that's over in by the Nats Park. And it was actually one of my favorite breweries. It was just, the atmosphere was great. It's kind of one of those, like, you know, like those restaurants, kind of like glory days in a way, right? You want to sit on the bar side and then they have like a restaurant side. And if you're sitting on the restaurant side, it's just not as nearly as fun as the bar side. But definitely a great brewery to check out, especially before or after a Nats game. I highly suggest it. It was a good time. Yeah.
What was the name of the other, it wasn't a brewery, but they have like the taps. What was that called that we went to? It's literally right across from...
Whiskey something.
Whiskey Girl. Whiskey Girl? Is that what it was?
Nah.
Whiskey Girl somewhere we've been before. I can't remember the name of the bar.
Yeah, but either way, Nats Park it's too. It was great.
Yeah, it's literally across from Nats Park, like literally across the street from Nationals Park. And they have like this setup where there's, it's not a brewery, but they have set up where you can get like a little, your own card. And there's just like taps all along the wall. And you just go over there with your own cup, fill it up. You pour it, like you do the tap yourself, and then it just charges you by the ounce. It's pretty cool. When we actually went to...
Walters Sports Bar.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, that was cool. When we went to Charlotte last year, there was a bar just like that. But the whole entire bar was just like that. And it was one of the, yeah.
It I didn't make it there. Really I was too time. Hungover.
You showed up, though, after that a little bit. After
I did. That, I next, did. I rallied. I rallied.
Yeah. But it was a good time. It was fun. I don't know. So, please, give us some bars that we need to go to, some other stuff going on.
So, back to football. We're going to go through the standings, and we're just going to have some quick predictions here. So, let's start off with the AFC East. We got Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, and the New York Jets. Caleb, who do you have winning that division? I think this is kind of a home run right here.
I'm probably going to go with Sam Darnold and the Jets. They're looking pretty good this year. I think it's going to be a great turnaround for them. There's not really any other teams in that division. Oh, no, I'm kidding. I guess I'll go with the Patriots. I mean, I understand how teams can't beat them. I can't relate, you know. Super Bowl champs over here, fly, Eagles, fly. But, you know, Tom Brady's looking all right. Seems like they're okay, and all these other teams are god-awful. So I think they'll probably end up, you know, with 10 wins or so and win the division. I mean, they get 6 wins just playing the teams in their division. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Patriots are definitely going to win this division. I think the Jets will be a lot better. I certainly hope so. I really hope Trayvon Wesco, tight end, gets a lot of play. Out. Yeah. Went to high school with them. Great player, great guy. So wish the best for him. But yeah, I mean, New England Patriots are going to win this division. That's not really hard to decide there. You know, Tom Brady's going to be Tom Brady too. He's not Tom Brady anymore. You know, even if he's 41, 42, and, you know, he plans on playing till he's 45. So that will be interesting.
Yeah, if only he could catch, maybe they win more. So.
He set himself up with that tweet though. With the picture of him like catching the ball, it's and like, it's just like, okay. Yeah, you dropped the catch in the Super Bowl. So. Yeah, missed which it. He might have, he wouldn't have scored because he's not fast, but I mean, he was wide open. I don't know how you dropped that, but
shout out Nick Foles, the GOAT.
Fluke. But, anyways, AFC North, we've got Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you think? This is an interesting division, by the way.
I don't know. I guess I'll be that guy, and I'll say the Browns. I'll go with the Browns. I'm kind of irritated by Baker. I think he's fooled himself a little much. He's also a liar. But I'll say the Browns. I think the Steelers and the Ravens are going to be in there like how they always are. They both have decent defenses. But the Browns just have the hype, man. I'm down to get on the train, see how it goes out, rooting for them. I like OBJ, like a couple other players they have. So let's see what happens. What do you think?
I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this division. And the Cleveland Browns, like, let's just not ignore the fact that this could be a, like, complete, like, cluster you-know-what. OBJ is just – he's a drama queen to me. You know, I think Baker's going to end up being pretty good, but I don't know how good they're going to be this year. There's a lot of things that need to come together. They got to stay healthy. They've just got to – it's all got to mesh together. So I think this could be just a complete failure, to be honest with you. So that'll be interesting to see. And I think the Steelers are just always really consistent. I think Mike Tomlin's got a lot of pressure on them, and I think they deliver this year. And I think they win a division. Second, I would give it to the Ravens or Browns. You know, that's a toss-up right there. So I got the Steelers winning that. AFC South, got Houston Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
Who do you think?
I'm going to go with the Texans. They just got to stay healthy. You got Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's the main thing. He's got to stay healthy. And I think they can win that division, but, you know, you definitely can't count out the Colts and Andrew Luck. They're a team that's just up and coming right there. Jaguars, sorry, with Nick Foles. Like, that's just, I don't know about that.
Yeah, Super Bowl MVP, I guess they probably won't be that good. But
why'd y'all get rid of him then?
Because we got an even better quarterback.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, Wentz wagon, don't ever get it twisted, y'all. Wentz is back. Trust the process. I'm going to go with the Colts. I think Andrew Luck, he's going to be out maybe one game, two games, whatever, with this injury that he has.
Mm.
But their team's stacked. They got Jacoby Brissett, also the backup quarterback. He's serviceable. So, no, I just think – I mean, I think the Texans are going to be good. They have the best wide receiver in football, in my personal opinion, and DeAndre Hopkins. But I don't know. I just think the Colts are going to pull it out. The Texans always find a way to mess things up, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that could happen. All right, AFC West, this should be pretty quick. Got Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs. The Chargers will find a way to mess it up. as they always do.
Yep. I would say, you know, take me home country roads. I'm going to probably go take me home Patty Mahomes on this one.
I like it. I like
see how that goes. Chiefs will probably take that one.
Which, by the way, would you cut the cord with Philip Rivers if it doesn't work out this year? And just kind of rebuild? Because they're not. He's older now, and he's...
It really comes down to Melvin Gordon, right? I think if Melvin Gordon doesn't come back...
I don't think he's going to come back. That's why I asked that question.
Start the whole thing over again. Yeah. I don't know, but...
That'd be terrible, though, because they're a good team.
I don't think they'll cut him, though, just because it's Philip Rivers. He's, you know, a very good quarterback for a lot of years. And I think that they'll probably stick with him, ride him out into the sunset, let him retire, and just kind of do it the right way.
Yeah. NFC West, we've got Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, and the Seahawks. Rams, that's just easy. There's just no debating there. They're going to be pretty good, even with Gurley. I mean, we don't know if he's 100% healthy. I don't think he is, but, I mean, they're still really good just looking at them on paper. And no reason to think that they won't win this division again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Rams, too. I want to root for the Seahawks. You know, we got Gary Jennings over there right now from WVU. But at the same exact time, you know, like you said, they just have a really good team. Their defense is looking good. Offense is very good. They went to the Super Bowl last year. I don't see the reason why they wouldn't win this division if they're still kicking on all cylinders.
Yeah. NFC South, Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers. Saints.
I'm also going to have to go Saints. There's some good teams in here. Cam Newton's hurt, though. Jameis, he's eating crab legs right now, so I don't think they're going to be consistent.
Stealing them.
Yeah, stealing them, true. But, I mean, the Falcons are always in it. They're always competing, but I just don't think they're going to be able to pull it off compared to who that nation.
I like it. I like it. All right, two more here. NFC North, got Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. I like the Bears in this. I think they're getting way better. They look good on paper. I think they're going to have another good year. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he can stay healthy. Aaron Rodgers, to me, is the Russell Westbrook of football. He
has won once, though.
Yeah, but so much talent. He complains. He doesn't really make his players. He does make them better, but he's not. They don't accumulate to wins.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If you're a Packers fan, the last 20 years, you have two Super Bowls, yet you have two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. If I'm a Packers fan, I'm disappointed with that. Just two Super Bowls? That's crazy. Who do you got?
Probably the Lions. I mean, I think they're going to be really good this year. I have some intel from Brandon Truitt, great fan.
The most biased fan I know.
Yeah, they got Matt Stafford, who's consistent for about, you know, 17 top five touchdowns quarterback right and there, 17 yeah. interceptions a year.
Yeah, it's top great. Five quarterback.
It's going to take you there to the promised land. It's going to be great. I'm probably going to go with the Bears on this one, too. Like you said, they're pretty good. They made it to the playoffs. I mean, we beat them, but...
they're who we thought they were.
Yeah, they're who we thought they were. Mitch still has some figuring out to do, but I think with their defense and their offense is pretty good too, they're going to be kicking it against these teams, and I think they got a chance.
Yeah. Last but not least, the NFC East. Dropping bars in here. So, as painful as this is to say, if Zeke comes back, the Cowboys are going to win this division. They're pretty good on paper. Zeke is Zeke. I mean, they look pretty good on paper. I'm not going to lie. Second in the division, I think the Washington I'm kidding. I'll give your Eagles number two. I think we'll finish. The Redskins will finish third, and then the Giants will be fourth. It was a toss-up between the Eagles and the Cowboys, but I just like the Cowboys in this, and it's painful to say. I think we're going to... We're going to have a pretty bad year. It's going to be a long year for you Redskin fans out there. I got us going probably 5-11. I think our defense is going to be really good. We look really good on paper. It's just that offense. I don't necessarily hate Case Keenum. We just don't really have any weapons. And, it'll be interesting. So,
yeah, okay.
I'm a fun guy.
Got one thing to say to that. Yeah, good try, buddy, pal. It's definitely going to be the Eagles. You know.
Yeah, Wentz is healthy. Always stays healthy. Yeah, Wentz. Yeah, we're good there. Yeah.
I guess you forgot that he was an MVP candidate. If he should have won the MVP even over Tom Brady, he was the best quarterback 2 years ago, and he was still good last year as well. You know, it's not like he's has a leg injury. He had a back injury and a knee injury.
Foles people
get hurt. We'll see what happens, though, but I wanted to put everybody on notice that's listening right now. The Eagles are not playing around this year. We're going to soar over top of everybody. Fly, Eagles, fly. You guys know how it goes. It's going to be a great season. I'm predicting a 12-14 finish.
12-14?
Yep, 12-14 at worst.
Oh.
12-14 at worst. Anything less than NFC championship will be a disappointment. I have us winning the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs by a 2-touchdown score. Book it. And if we go to the Super Bowl, I'm going. Miami.
Well, you won't have to worry about that, so.
We'll see. Save yourself some money. I think we got some. So if you're really confident in your score, I wrote this down. We'll go ahead and put 50 on it, and whoever finished with the best winners at the end of the season will settle up. Does that sound good to you? I got it right here, right? So I mean, you know.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll shake on it.
And just so you guys know, Chris owes me actually $3,000 right now worth of bets.
We never shook on it.
Okay.
We never shook on it.
But we'll see how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you guys tuning in this week. I think that's it for episode 3. We'll be getting back to y'all soon. Watch out on Instagram. We're going to have some good posts going on. Get everybody engaged. We're back, baby. Episode 3, episode 4. We'll see you soon.
Till next time.
Appreciate you guys. Peace out. Love.